holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Are you an honest witness? Are you?
Be holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today is a splendid day. And guess what else is splendid? You are. Don't let anybody tell you different. You're splendid. You're splendidly made. God made you on purpose the way you are. So, sometimes when God makes us one way, we change it up or whatever we do. You know, either way, I know nobody else made you. God was the one who made you. Now, whether we or you, me, whoever, we change what we were made as, you know, how, you know, it seemed like over time it just changes or something. We begin to get more evil or something. I don't know. Whatever it is, Lord help us. Somebody say, Lord help our unbelief. We need all the help we can get. Lord Jesus, please help us. We as people need you more than anything. We don't have no help down here if you don't help us, Lord. Help us. All right, we're calling on him. Anybody else calling on him? All right. Hey, head on over to podbean.com and download the broadcast. Share until you can't share no more. Share. Somebody says we need it. Influencers. We need influencers. That's what we need. We need somebody who with some influence to push the broadcast. Hey, whatever. Whoever's out there, who can ever share it? Fine. If you don't share it, okay. Fine. God's gonna make sure we get it to the right people anyway. So listen, we are gonna go over to Proverbs chapter 14 today. We got this thing. Well, let me tell you this. We are under oath 24 hours a day as believers. You know, even if you're a new believer, you know, you're working towards being under oath 24 hours a day. What does under oath mean? I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help me God. That kind of, we promise God that we're not going to lie. Believers, that's what we do. Listen, when we signed up for this, we said that we are not going to lie. Matter of fact, God told us that's one of the commandments. Thou shall not lie. And you know what we said? All right, God, as long as we got salvation, as long as you're going to wash away our sins, we won't lie. But that was a lie. Sometimes we lie anyway. So we still need God to forgive us. He told us not to lie, and we lie anyway. Amen. You know, listen, God will help work that out for us. If we're trying to work it out, God will help us. You know, like I said, ask the Lord. Lord, help my unbelief. You know, Lord, help my lying. Fix me. Help me, Jesus, so I don't lie. Or at least help me to be truthful about when I do lie. Yeah. Lord, help me to be truthful. You know, that's basically what you're saying. You will be truthful. You know, sometimes you're lying and you don't even know you're lying. And how is that? Well, sometimes, you know, you're just spreading rumors or you're spreading things that you don't know for sure because it's something that somebody else said that you trust, but they didn't tell you that they didn't hear it. They didn't see it. If you didn't eyewitness it, there's really no way you can actually talk about a thing. You get it? So that's why we have this Bible thing, because there were eyewitnesses there who wrote this stuff down. And so all we can say is, You know, people say, well, how do you know they were eyewitnesses? How do you know that they wrote it down? Who knows? Trust God, man. He gave you the book for your learning. You know, you learn what you can, and then he'll put together all, he'll connect all the dots for you spiritually in your mind so that you'll know what the truth is. And nobody have to tell you the truth. There is a time in that Bible that says, it comes a time when a person don't need another man to teach them nothing, because they're going to get all that information straight from God. Yeah. And so when you get it from God, it's hard to lie. It really is, because when he gives it to you, you know what the truth of it is. You know what the truth of it is. And even though you might try to curve it to where people can understand it or water it down so people don't get so offended right off the bat, but you can tell that you didn't tell them all that you needed to tell. I'm not saying that you're lying either, because even Jesus did that. It was certain times where he did not tell the disciples everything they wanted to know because they couldn't handle it. Certain things they couldn't handle. He said, I want to tell you some things, but certain things you just can't handle. And instead of ruining people, you know, you hold back a little bit. So I get that. But this verse right here says, Proverbs chapter 14, verse number 5 says, an honest witness does not lie. An honest witness does not lie. So in court, an honest witness won't lie. And we're in court every day. When we wake up, open our eyes, and we hit the street, we get that shower, hit the street, go to work, do whatever, get in that car, get on the bus, walk, whatever, we ride our bikes, whatever it is that you do to get going in the morning. When you hit that world, that's the court. Matter of fact, you can even say in the spiritual realm, court is in session 24/7. So we're under oath 24/7. So every lie that we tell, God knows about it. We read that in chapter 15. God sees all good and all evil. He sees everything. And so it says here, an honest witness does not lie. And we're in court 24/7 spiritually. You notice how, like, when you're sleeping, you're not lying. You know, when you're asleep, your devilment takes a pause. And then when you wake up in the morning, the devilment starts all over again. But an honest witness does not lie. An honest witness. But a false witness breathes lies. So a false witness's life, or his, you know how air is what we need to live. We need to have oxygen. Well, it's like a thing of when they breathe, is nothing but lies. So lies is their life. Like air is our life, lies are their lives. The wicked, or the false witness, people who will lie under oath, a false witness, they didn't see anything, but they said they saw everything. They breathe lies. They don't breathe air, they breathe lies. And he's not saying that they don't have oxygen. No, he's showing you how their life is dependent on lying. You know, what do they lie about? Oh, God's not going to do this, and God's not going to forgive, and God don't do this, and God's going to get you and everybody else. God hates everybody. That's a lie. Or God's not going to forgive our sins. Oh, that's a lie too. He already did. He already forgave our sins. It's up to us to act like it. We act as if God hadn't done anything. But hey, it takes some people longer than others to get straight. It takes some people longer than others to even start their walk towards God. Listen to me. Okay. You can listen to, you know, check out all the pop and secular artists of music and their heyday, right? In their heyday, and their young life at 19, 18, 17, 20, you know, they're on top of the world. They're entertaining people and getting money. They have all this extra, extra, extra. But then when they get older, they go, oh, I might not have, probably shouldn't have said that. I probably shouldn't have wore that. I probably shouldn't have done that. I probably shouldn't have signed. I probably shouldn't have sang those lyrics. I probably shouldn't have made that video. I probably shouldn't have gone on that talk show and said that. You know, they have, when they get older, they began to see the foolishness in their young life. As a child, I, you know, thought as a child, did things as a child. But when I became an adult, I put away childish things. That's a normal progress in life. You think one way when you're young, you get older, you think another way. Well, I'm telling you, sooner or later, you're going to have to start walking toward the Lord. And if you don't do it in your young day, when you get older, you begin to walk closer and look at things and say, wait a minute. Yeah, I might want to think about this thing. I need to get closer to the Lord. I don't know how to do that, but I got to start. And you begin to start praying or something, or you begin to start reading scriptures or Psalms or something, or Proverbs, things that we should have been reading when we were younger, things that we should have kind of looked at via our parents. Our parents probably should have given us those things and showed us. I mean, they did the best they could. You know, there's nothing we could do, nothing they could do. They were doing, they were raising you and me the best way they could. So as we get older, we begin to see more things. As we get older, we kind of, maybe we should have done this. That's okay. That's being an honest witness when you say that. Maybe I shouldn't have done this. That's being honest. But when you sit there and go, I don't regret nothing, I live it, then that's how it is. And well, that's not good. That's not being honest. And you know it's not being honest, and everybody else knows it's not honest. But God says an honest witness won't lie. They don't lie. And when we read this verse, it's talking about Jesus. He's the only honest witness. Everybody else lied. He didn't. And I mean everybody, Moses, Abraham, all of them. Me, you, your parents, your grandparents, your great-great-grandparents, your bishop, your pastor, all of us. We've all lied, and we do lie, right? But it's talking about here, an honest witness does not lie. That's talking about Jesus. This is a prophecy about the Lord. And everybody else who's a false witness will breathe nothing but lies. And he told them, an honest witness won't lie. Verse number 6, a mocker seeks wisdom and never finds it. Those who mock, you know, oh, you're just being churchy, you're this, that, and other, and they go to college and try to get smart. They go and say, I'm going to go find myself and try to be smart. But a mocker seeks wisdom and never finds it. But knowledge comes easily to those with understanding. So you're only going to get understanding from God. God is the only one who understands anything. And if we're going to get understanding, we're going to get it from him and nobody else. Nobody else has any wisdom. Only God has wisdom. It doesn't matter what preacher, imam, whoever you have, whoever you're listening to, nobody has any wisdom other than God. And if God don't give those people wisdom, you're not going to get it either. Stay away from foolish people. They don't have any wisdom in their lips.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.